That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tony's with us. Petey's in the house. LD had to go to work early. He's in charge of cybersecurity for some big business. I don't know what he does.
We really don't know.
I got no idea what he does, but he knows stuff about computers.
Sure. He's going to do it early. During the sleepover, we'll sit down and talk about it.
Now we will.
Probably not.
Greg Morton and Billy Blank are going to stop in later on. They're at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Facebooking, the official Facebook page. The podcasts are back on iTunes and also TNTRadioEmpire.com. And the website is, excuse me, the app is Radio League. And we Snapchat. No, we don't.
No, we don't.
And we don't Periscope. No, apparently we got to do all that stuff.
Yeah, should we?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I noticed
we'll
the
find
other day,
out soon.
Yeah, that...
Snapchat, yeah. I don't understand. We talked about this before. My kids are on that. They're on Snapchat.
That's the key word, right. Kids.
Yeah. And she's
see, this is the part
and
where
11 and 13.
You start to sound really old.
No. We're on Twitter and Facebook. We don't sound old. I just don't know what Snapchat is.
I don't get it.
And my 11-year-old knows what it is, but I don't feel old. Petey's younger than us. He doesn't know what the hell it is.
I used to do it, but
yesterday, Stan Finger is now on Periscope.
Periscope, so writing an article? Periscope is just a live stream of
Periscope
the show.
Periscope is live streaming video.
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I understand.
Okay.
So he must have been doing something interesting.
Well, we'll video the sleepover tonight.
Kink.
Just all dudes. You might not want to check it out. Yeah.
I've been doing this crazy thing called faxing.
How's that work?
Yeah. Type in this number.
Facsimile.
And it's like
faxing, man.
I use Snapchat sometimes.
What do you do?
You just take a picture of yourself.
And send it to Bieber?
But you're not on Twitter.
That's who I try.
But you're not on Twitter or Facebook.
Since he's not doing that many meet and greets
well, that's
anymore.
Cool. Facebook, you don't want to be on. That's people respond to that. You don't want to look at Facebook.
Good piece on Bieber on the CNN website today.
Yeah, I don't want to talk
if
about
you want
that.
To check it out.
Yeah. Probably not.
In between rounds of golf.
Again, I just like his music.
Yeah. I don't like him.
That doesn't make it any better.
It
doesn't make it any better saying that.
Now, they got this new thing called Chat Roulette. You can see porn.
Really?
Like Snapchat, yes. It's called Chat Roulette.
Yeah. No, I need more porn on my phone.
I've heard of that. Are you familiar with Chat Roulette?
Yeah, I was trying to find this out. What's going on with Chat Roulette?
Chat Roulette is one of those places. People hate it.
Okay.
Because.
Does that even exist anymore?
Everybody does it, but people hate it. Is that one of those things?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's something you might like. What it is you randomly are hooked up with someone to chat with. Now. What happens is...
Why is it porn that Tony thinks?
Most of the time.
Because guys are sitting there with their dinks out.
Yeah.
Oh,
And when you randomly go to this person,
he starts.
It's just a guy sitting there with his dink out.
Oh, I've heard about that. I think you've talked about this before.
That's why he's on it.
That's why Tony's on there. That's why I'm on it. Tyler, you may be interested.
I'll be like, let me see your
Tony
socks.
Tony and I randomly FaceTimed again the other day with each other. You again.
I'm like, Tyler, let me see your socks.
I think originally.
What kind of socks you wearing?
Chat Roulette had good intentions.
Oh, they did.
You would just talk to other people, but then it devolved into just a bunch of guys sitting in front of a webcam with their dink out.
Right.
Yes.
And hoping a woman would see him.
Yeah.
That's how it worked.
Exactly.
Trying to get done in time for meatloaf.
Yeah. Now, if you look at that YouPorn every once in a while, they'll have an ad for us.
I have ventured upon YouPorn once in a while.
They have an ad for something called Slut Roulette. But I think you have to sign up for it.
I don't want to talk to anybody, man.
Whip out your credit card. Yeah, I got no time for sluts.
Just show me your stuff and get off my screen because I'm disgusted after I'm done for about 10 minutes. Then I want to look again. I'm disgusted after everything's done.
I'm disgusted.
Well, that's the way. Interested, not interested. I mean, that's exactly, that's a Kevin Nealon bit.
That's how porn is. That's how guys
are. Oh, interested. And that's just the way guys' brains are with porn.
Yeah.
Now, what am I watching this for? You gotta get up.
Then 10 minutes later,
get off my screen, you.
Bobby here likes Snapchat because you know it only appears for 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's what Petey was saying. Yeah,
and chicks are much more willing to send nudes. It's great.
Got it. Well, I'm listen. If I was single and sleazing around like people do, I guess Snapchat would be great. Yeah. I didn't mean to point at anybody there earlier. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I was just pointing out loud.
Like, you don't have to be
someday. Someday. Around.
Well, or cheat. Yeah, yeah. Cheat. Yeah. Cheat.
Oh, sad news.
Yeah.
For me. It turns out that we've reached the end. And that's the good part.
Yeah. The end of what?
You just got the news. I did just get the news. It's the end.
Yeah, so the good news is it's the end.
Well,
the bad news is it is National Stuttering Awareness Week.
Associated Press, Boston Globe, he says he wants to, quote, contribute positively. That's exactly what he said.
No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called him idiots.
A dating website is looking for, well, looking to help you out.
Yeah.
Now that is a good start with Craig Evans right there.
Craig's greatest hits.
Now, Craig, you were reading an article about National Stuttering Week, and it said, this is my favorite part of this this story.
It is National Stuttering Awareness Week, and be proud of it. And
Huffington Post is where I found this, that they took a page out of Craig's book of journalism and waited till the last day of Stuttering Week in order to make a story out of it.
Well, they started Monday, just finished the sentence today.
Just finished today.
That's what happened. Takes a week to get National Stuttering Week out.
It's called, you call the hotline and they say, spit it out.
Right.
Jesus Christ, spit it out. And the guy finally.
A lot of backslapping, right?
Right. Finally was able to put together a sentence come Friday. They started talking about it Monday, but couldn't get a sentence together until Friday.
So apparently there's a National Stuttering Association.
Yeah.
I do not want to go to those meetings.
Oh, they last all day.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
Yeah, that would suck.
You just want to go around the room and smack people upside the head.
Yeah, right. Spit it out.
However, for National Stuttering Awareness Week, the National Stuttering Association would like us to contact them and let them know how we are raising awareness in our community.
Wow. I think we're doing a better job than anybody.
Here's the original ZZ Top clip. I forgot about this.
They didn't magically, you know, they however long
it was.
Is there a more open and celebrated stutterer
than Craig Evans?
Oh, and in the cities we broadcast to,
than
Craig.
Are there any other
you said celebrated
stutterers?
Well, once
and
again.
And is this really a celebration?
Once again, Craig is a... You know what?
Well, you don't hear
he's
stories.
A minor stutterer compared to people with a real problem.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know someone who is much worse than
We all know somebody that's actually pretty bad about it, but you actually just stammer and stutter once in a while.
Do they mind?
And you're the news guy.
Would they mind calling? And do they mind being laughed at?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
We love oral defects.
We got it. We got one here.
Yeah.
One that works here.
But more.
You mean like a cleft palate or a hair lip? We don't want that.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? It's all fun.
Now, oddly enough, International Stuttering Awareness Day.
Send that tape out to the extra stutter. This is how we raise awareness in our cities, in the cities we're all. Yeah. This is how the Empire raises awareness.
Oddly enough, while this is National Stuttering Awareness Week, International Stuttering Awareness Day happens to be, I believe, the same day as International Stammering Awareness Day, which is October the 22nd.
Write that down. So we can stutter and stammer together, Craig.
Isn't stammering and stuttering sort of the same thing? You know, we need a linguist on the air or somebody like that, or a speech therapist to tell us which one is actually, what's the difference between stuttering and stammering. You know, is this
Boston Globe?
What is that?
Blagojevich?
Is that stammering or stuttering?
Yes,
Boston Globe,
Associated Press.
That sounded like a remix there.
Publicly. No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called them idiots.
That sounds like stuttering.
Yeah, that sounds like a stroke.
Yeah.
What I can see here, it's essentially the same thing.
Is it really? Okay.
All right. Eric and Lincoln.
Guys, one time when I was much younger, moving into an apartment, I was dragging in a futon. So I was in college, and I'm dragging it in. The neighbor next door to me comes out and says, "Hey, do you need some help?" And I, sure, she helped me bring it in, and I go, "My name is Eric. What's your name?" She goes, "Michelle." And I said, "Oh, hey, Michelle."
No. Did you do that on purpose? Obviously, go ahead.
Yeah,
so
I did it on purpose. Yeah, I did it on purpose, like I was joking around with her. Like,
you thought she had not really been a stutterer. She just messed up that line.
I thought she was just nervous or something, or you know, kind of like Craig does.
Yeah.
And so I apologized up and down. I apologized and. She actually still talked to me after that. I was really surprised.
Did you nail her later on?
No.
Too bad.
I'm sorry. That was too easy.
It was.
Man, you're right. He was just, you know what? That happened to me years ago in a different situation. I was at a bar, and this guy was picking up. I ordered like 3 beers. And you know how they grab the beers with your hands in it? Yeah, you're like you put your hands around each. So he grabbed all the 3 beers. He started
with one hand.
No, with 2 hands.
Okay.
Like cupped them all together, and he started, and he was just shaking.
Oh, he's nervous.
Shaking, and the beer's a little bit, and he puts it on the table, and I go, hey, have a little, hey, a little shaking there. I thought I'm just, I thought he was just having trouble picking all 3 beers, and he was like totally normal looking dude, nothing wrong with him, except he shook him, and then he put the beers down, and he walked away, and he was shaking the whole time.
Yeah, Parkinson's.
Yeah, he had some sort of thing, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm such a dick.
You went 50 Cent on that airport worker.
I go, hey, you're shaking there.
Yeah.
Did you order and another he beer from him?
Well, he wasn't the bartender; he was like the bar back. He grabbed him, whatever.
Because that's going to get your beer spit in.
Yeah, he put it down, and then he walked away shaking, and I thought, oh, I'm a dick.
Oh, I'm the dick.
Yeah, right.
You're like, shake that milkshake.
At least I didn't say, I'm Michelle, like that guy did.
The last time I saw that, I said, you didn't drink last night, did you, Petey?
Yeah.
Tony, will you help me with my coffee?
Yeah.
All right, Craig.
Apparently stuttering and stammering have the same meaning.
Mm. All right. They both sound like this.
Boston Globe.
They didn't magically, they however long ago they printed up these ballots.
That's so good.
I know.
That is great. Yeah. I love the guitar. It just comes.
I know.
Oh, the world's oldest person has passed away.
Not famous enough for the dead.
She was 106. Well, this is different. There was an old guy that died, the oldest man or something like that.
Not again.
And he was, yes, once again.
Son of a bitch.
That'll kill you.
Yeah.
Being the oldest person?
Yes.
It does kill you.
That'll kill you.
Not again.
I still think it's cool to reach that if you're a I mean, you don't want to be laying there for 40 years and be out of it. But I'm saying if you actually make that, if you get that close, don't you want to be at that for a while? You're going to die no matter what. So a lot of guys die as the second or third oldest, and they never get mentioned.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know? What I'm curious is who's held that record for the longest amount of time?
That's a great point. I mean, since they've been keeping records. You know?
Yeah.
But this 106, this lady, she's the world's oldest? Or the
no,
US
she was 116.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. Usually she's in the 16s.
So however, she did live in New York City. Born in Alabama in 1899.
Damn. Now, she's the one. Well, she's not talking now. But she could have told us when America was great.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because she would have been born in 1900.
That's a print song.
My God, she lived through the 20s.
And the 10s.
Well, I know that. But I'm talking,
a lot of people did.
But I'm talking, but she was an adult in the 20s. I mean, she was watching Boardwalk Empire saying, yeah, I used to hang out there.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I'm serious. She's from New York. She was in Atlantic City in the 20s. And that was Boardwalk Empire.
Right. The
rest of us, that was history.
She's probably nitpicking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wrong.
We didn't wear those.
Right. They didn't make taffy like that.
Oh, she's in New York City now. She was born in Alabama. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows where she was. I'm just saying
where she went when.
Yeah. She lived the 20s.
Man.
She was 42 when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
That's messed up.
Forget it. He's rolling.
Yeah. Thank you. Just waiting for the email on that one.
In her 60s when NOM started.
Yeah. Man. Good for her.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list of the people who have held the longest or the oldest person. Most of them died the same year they got the title.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's right. Nobody well, has think, it's
like
very
the Madden
long.
Curse.
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
I also think once you reach it, you've reached the height.
What else is there?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You got better luck hanging on as number two at Al-Qaeda.
Good point.
Yeah, look up who's held that position for the longest amount of time.
Number two at Al-Qaeda.
The number two
Al-Qaeda or ISIS guy. Right, yeah.
Now it's number two ISIS guy.
Yeah.
See, Al-Qaeda's not as strong as they used to be.
No.
I don't even know if they're in the top 20 in terrorist rankings anymore.
Yeah. Well, Al-Qaeda says ISIS is crazy.
Yeah. I love that bit.
You know that's bad.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that is bad.
No, ISIS
for those of you that didn't hear that the other day, Al-Qaeda says ISIS is crazy.
Stop hitting people with facts, Todd. Stop hitting people with facts.
Okay, here's the one exception. A lady from France who, thank you, in 88, she was the oldest living person from 112 to 122.
Really?
She had it for 10 years.
Wow.
She made it to 122.
Impressive.
Sacre le fleur.
I don't know what that means. He knows French. I don't speak French.
What does that mean, and why am I asking you that?
It's probably like a curse word.
It's a hockey player. He plays for the Lightning, Tampa Bay Lightning.
Safre le fleur.
They take on the Penguins coming up.
That's pretty good.
I heard a story coming in that there was a couple married since the 30s.
That's just stupid.
And they're alive, obviously, still. They've been married since they were teenagers in the 30s. And they love martinis. I said, yeah, you would.
Yes,
you would. You wake up looking at the same person for what? Since the 30s?
Man.
You need a martini.
80 years?
Talk about growing accustomed to somebody's face.
Man.
That's a long time.
Or trying to drink it away.
Yeah.
Martini. Drink it off.
Martini
face. I think
you're
drinking off each other's face.
Martini face, yeah.
And I will call you Martini face.
I was going to comment on that. I didn't do it because it was somebody's personal Facebook page, but there are stories about how when people get older, they start to look alike. You've seen those, and you've actually seen photos. Well, there was an old guy on somebody's Facebook page with his wife, and they were old, gray hair. But the wife had cut her hair pretty butchy looking anyway, and they were old, and they both had glasses. It looked like he was taking a photo with his brother.
Oh.
And it was like, happy anniversary to my my grandparents, been married 70 years, something like that. And I couldn't do it because I knew it was their personal page.
Yeah.
And then I was going to copy the picture and share it. I'm thinking, I can't do
that.
But even the relatives had to go, Meemaw looks exactly like Peepaw, whatever.
Peepaw.
Whatever they call her,
Which is awkward when they get frisky.
It's like he's, I don't think he's banging her anymore, but if he's banging her, he's looking at himself.
Is it like banging your brother, Peepaw?
I got to find it. It was unbelievably how much they looked alike. They both had short gray hair. And they both went to the same eyeglass doctor.
Well, they got the two-for-one special.
Exactly.
Same with the haircut.
Yeah.
Probably the same.
You're going to roll that over. I can't look at your face. Why? Because it looks like me.
I'm doing me.
I'm assuming they're rocking it. And they're in their 80s. They're rocking it. Maybe in 90s. They're pretty old looking.
I put a cigarette out on me.
Right where I'd like it.
Yeah.
Right where I think I'd like it. I put a cigarette. Tony, that's how Tony has sex.
That's
although
right.
If you're new to the
I'm
show.
I'm rough. I'm rough.
Yeah.
With himself.
With me.
Yeah, his wife don't play.
No.
She's, she'll kill him. Mm-hmm. Well, I did manage to find a half dozen or so voice disorders. Puberphonia, which is, you just got a high pitch. Your balls never drop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's really like Michael Jackson.
You're like a dude.
That
was a Seinfeld episode.
Yep.
You still have a high pitch.
Puberphonia.
How we doing?
Bogart-Bacall syndrome. Oh, that's just when you yell a lot.
Why is it Bogart and Bacall?
Because they both have...
They had a feisty relationship? I don't get that.
I don't know. They had those gravelly voices.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's overuse of the vocal cords and poor breath control. It's big old gravelly voice.
That's fat guy.
No, that's fat guy.
That's fat chick. Yeah. Excuse me. Tony does a fat chick voice.
That's Weezer.
Weezer.
Yeah. Wheezing is not...
we celebrate
not
them all.
Not necessarily a speech disorder.
That's a weight problem.
Yeah.
What do you call this?
They didn't magically, they... however long ago they printed up these ballots.
Yeah.
Tony just starts jamming when he hears that.
I know, man. Greg Morton, Billy Blank later on this morning, Petey Mac. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.